Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Football Friday as we look forward to Monday Night Football, a week in the NFL. And, of course, we have ourselves a big Philly series start night. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, every now and then, it's probably a good practice not to say what's on your mind. Like, sometimes. Most times I'm a fan of saying, you know, what speaking your mind.
Like, well, we do talk, but talk show. Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, you probably need to pull it back just a little bit.
Just when you're doing the porn,
yeah.
But you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
Not in that situation.
That's a different situation.
Yeah, that's a different situation. Every now and then, you just you can't say everything that's on your mind. Sometimes.
Well, that's good. I think it's good advice. You keep yourself out of trouble that way. All right, big show planned for today. Coming up an hour from now, Carl Dukes from 92.9 The Game. Hughes, former co-worker in Atlanta. We'll learn more about these Falcons with Carl coming up. And later in the show, of course, it's a Friday, which means a Fransky Friday. And Hugh, you know, you said sometimes it's best not to say what's on your mind. That doesn't usually – I don't subscribe to that, especially when it comes to Philadelphia Eagles. So I need to say something today, and I'm doing this as a PSA. It's for everyone here listening. It's for all the WIP audience, and really more than that, it's for the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I need to say something. Oh, I want to help. I want to help.
You're about to be controversial.
And I want to help.
On a Friday, we get ready for a football weekend.
I want to help.
We get ready for a good football weekend, and here you go.
Listen,
on a Friday.
Well, because I want this football season to last beyond just the first weekend of January. We want to go to New Orleans, don't we?
You want to make it last?
Yes. Unlike some people that do. Yes. Hugh, I want this thing to...
You did. That wasn't me.
Well, you started. All right. I want this thing to last to February. I want this Eagles season to last to February, okay?
Yeah.
And as we saw last Friday night, One of their best players right now is Saquon Barkley. Agreed? Can we agree on that?
Joe, I don't think I like where you're going.
Can we agree on that?
I don't know. Fine. I agree.
He's one of their best players.
Fine,
okay.
Fine, yes.
So the objective is to get this thing to February. I want to go to New Orleans and have beignets and all that stuff.
Here we go.
Well, the only way to get this thing, this train rolling all the way to February is they got to keep him healthy.
Okay.
All right. So.
But,
I'm going to say it that we need the Eagles need to be careful with Saquon's usage.
Oh, come on.
They need to be careful,
on,
Hugh.
Joe, stop it.
26
Joe.
Touches in week one.
Joe,
we roll out 26 again in week two. That's over 50 for the season.
Joe.
Go ahead.
What's wrong, man? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
Like I feel like you go to sleep at night and you just like you wake up and you just wake up worried. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm not worried.
You know what I mean? What did you eat last night? Because they say sometimes
I ate
the
some
food that you
yeah,
eat,
just some pasta. Yeah, it was just
it gives you nightmares.
Not a nightmare, but I do have a vision.
Trepidation.
I have a vision of the Eagles relying on Saquon a lot early in the season, and then by the time we get to November or December, he's got not much left in the tank, or he's banged up. Let me throw some numbers at you, and then you could tell me why I'm wrong on this, all right? In the last 6 years, he has played 16 games in a season one time. One time. And, we're asking him to do something he's not used to, Hugh, which is play deep in the postseason, right, with the Giants. That wasn't a concern. They made the playoffs once with him.
Yeah.
Okay, so 16 games once in the last 6 years. This year, the hope for the Eagles is what, 20 games? 17 and then three more? At least. It might be 21 games, okay? He's averaged 248 touches per season. That's been what he's had on his body the last, handful of years. He had 26 in week one. I did some quick math on this, all right? That means if we're going off his average, he's got about 14 touches per game left in the tank. Now, I'm not saying it has to be that low, but I just think the Eagles need to be careful on this because it feels like they know they got something here. He looks great, and I just don't want them to run him to the ground. Hugh, where do you come down to this? Should they be careful, or is it just about, hey, you win the next game in front of you?
I have a lot to say about this,
okay,
Joe.
Go ahead.
First of all, let's say Saquon play. And when you talk about those numbers and being injured, hell, he was playing with the Giants. That should tell you everything that you need to know. He was playing with one of the worst teams in the NFL that had no offensive line. They even told you in Hard Knocks how nervous the Giants were if Saquon Barkley went to a better team with a better offensive line and how he would look. And another thing, go back and watch the game, Joe, and watch his runs. Not a lineman really touched him but a couple times. He's in the secondary. You know what they do in the secondary, Joe? They make business decisions. So if Saquon Barkley, they block like this for Saquon Barkley for the rest of the year, all he has to do is make sure that those DBs make business decisions. And most times, they don't want that smoke. They see Quadzilla running their way. They ain't trying to tackle that guy. You know what they're trying to do?
Mm.
They're trying to leverage him to the sideline and hope that one of those defensive linemen get on their horse and try to catch him from the backside. That's it. That's all you have to do. If you give Saquon Barkley the opportunity to get past the line of scrimmage, oh, it's gravy. It's cake. And another thing, I hear what you're saying about the carries and everything. Put it like this, the happy medium. I want Saquon Barkley to carry the ball as the game dictates. How about that?
So you're saying they have a big lead, and maybe you kind of back off a little bit.
Yeah.
But if it's a game like last week and you need him to win the game.
Oh, he running the rock.
And that,
he told
listen,
the rock.
That's fine. Look, I'm not looking to make Saquon a part-time player. I know my eyes saw the same thing you guys saw last Friday. He was their best player on offense.
He's a missing piece, man.
He might be. He might be the thing to unleash this thing and take it to another level. And that's great. And I'm glad they have him now. And he looked better than I even thought he would in his first game as an Eagle. And it's awesome he's here. We haven't had a running back like this. I know. Offense player of the week in the NFC. We haven't had a player like this running the ball here since Shady. That's great. I just want to make sure that they handle this correctly. This has not been a super durable running back. He's had a lot. For as good as he's been in his NFL career, he's had some real injury history here. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles be careful with Saquon? Or as Hugh's saying, unleash the guy and let him run. Let's hear from Kellen Moore. He was asked about this because it's become a big thing. They handed the ball or gave the ball to a running back 26 times last week. That's rare around here. Here's what Kellen Moore thinks about the Saquon usage.
Obviously, I think Saquon's a premier player. He did an excellent job. His versatility and ability to play playing a number of different ways. Obviously, you saw the pass game come up with two catches. You saw the run game. Obviously, he thought he was downhill in some of our inside zones. He did an excellent job, and he's a guy who, once he gets out in space, obviously he can make some really big-time plays. And so, we're excited. You know, he's done an excellent job, and we'll be able to diversify it as we go. You know, week in and week out, everything, you know, we can adjust the game plans, and we'll play different styles depending on how the opponent wants to play us. And so, he'll provide us with that opportunity.
Well, he does. I mean, he's a matchup nightmare, and he's a chess piece they could use now. But I do think they need to be careful. How about Saquon himself? What does he think? And you're not going to be surprised. An athlete here says, give me the football. Here's Saquon.
I think we do a really good job of managing that here, whether I do it on my own and take care of my body, or whether it's with the training room or the guys in the strength room. We do a really good job of monitoring that. So I have no worry about that. And to be honest, you know, that's why I train where I do in the offseason. And while I get in camp and during season to be able to take on the workload, whatever is actually.
So, I mean, he's basically saying he trains for this, right? He's ready for this. And you could see it. He's a physical specimen. But don't most athletes say this? I would have been surprised, Hugh, if yesterday he was like, yeah, they need to limit my carries. Like, he wants the ball.
But I think it's different, Joe, and for all the reasons I gave you. How many DBs can you honestly say that you've seen that tackle? I know the ones from Kansas City, they tackle, but they're tackling when they're coming downhill and they don't allow – the running back
to
get
going.
Not many. And you talk about them tackling receivers when they're catching the ball. Saquon Barkley was doing something the other night that he probably hasn't done since his days at Penn State. He was hitting the hole. He hit it quick. And when he ran through, you saw guys. It was like, you know what it reminded me of? You know how when when you go to a rodeo and the cowboy's on the horse and he jumps on the bull's back and he's riding the bull still humping and he's trying to slow him down and whatever? That's basically what it was.
I would have rode him until he told me no.
I'm a descriptive person, and I'm trying to give you visuals so you can understand what I'm saying. That's all
I'm
doing.
Not that visual, man.
People are trying to drive.
That's a tough visual.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, they're along for the ride. They're not, you know. He's a good running back. How about that?
There's a lot of riding and humping right there, man.
He's a very good running back. But you know what?
Because your mind's in the gutter.
Well, this is other people's fault this week. Listen, he's a tremendous running back. But you mentioned it's not like the Giants here. But that goes two ways. One, yes, they have a better offensive line. But he's not the only weapon. We have other guys. And if Jalen protects the football, we got a quarterback that could deliver. We got two receivers. We got a tight end. You know, we could diversify this thing a little bit to where he doesn't have to have the ball 25-plus a game. Kyle, where do you come down? Saquon Barkley, should they be careful or just unleash him?
This is the most plant-based thing that you've said this entire week.
I'm plant-based today.
This is role reversal. I'm proud of Hugh, by the way, for sounding like a real NFL football player today. I wouldn't be upset if I never, ever, ever saw Kenny Gainwell or Will Shipley take honestly, like, because I'm thinking back to, and I remember having this feeling when watching the Eagles play against the Cowboys back when, like, Zeke Elliott was in his prime. This is probably even when Kellen Moore was the offensive coordinator and before Tony Pollard was, you know, looked like a decent running back for Dallas. I remember having this feeling that every single time Zeke was off the field and Tony Pollard was on it, that this was an opportunity for the Eagles to get a stop on defense. So, like, every time that Saquon Barkley is off the field for this team, feels like a wasted opportunity. What are we doing with Kenny Gainwell, Will Shipley, like when you have a guy like Saquon Barkley? We just saw what he could do in week one against Green Bay. This dude is a home run hitter. I'm not taking him off the field. I will use him. I will ring this dude out for these next two seasons.
I'll ring him out.
And if it means winning, it's like... You're taking the Rob Thompson approach here, where we're giving guys rest so that we can save them for the rest of the season.
For October. I'm trying for January. And Kyle, that's a great point. But Zeke was 21, 22,
sure.
23, 24 years old. There's a lot in that tank.
I think there's a lot in Saquon's tank. If we if you can look at what he did in week one, I think there's a lot in the tank. The difference here with the topper approach is that there's only 16 games this season, Joe. We need
to
win as many of these as we possibly can. The scheduled loss, like the Phillies have been doing. So you got to run Saquon, man. Unleash this man.
Yeah, you unleash him in September, and we get to mid-January, like, oh, why Saquon look like he's running in mud? Well, we ran him 50 times the first two games of the year. 215-592-9494. I think the Eagles need to be careful with Saquon Barkley, his usage. They got to keep this guy healthy for the full season. What do you think? Unleash him or be careful here with a guy who's had injury histories in the past? 215-592-9494. Hugh mentioned something a few minutes ago. Perhaps a missing piece. Someone else around the NFL thinks that about Saquon Barkley. Plus, some audio from Ross Tucker, how he thinks they should use the Eagles' newest star. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is Saquon the missing piece that gets the Eagles back to the Super Bowl?
Oh, 100%. I mean, Saquon Barkley is a dynamic back behind an offensive line that is very good. And now we saw Kellen Moore run a little bit of scheme with them. They get a little bit more downhill in their run game. They utilize him as a pass catcher. 2,000 yards. 2,000 all-purpose yards if he plays all 17 games for the Philadelphia Eagles.
But the if there at the end, if he plays all 17.
Well, that's a big if.
Well, but you could help that out with a little, you know, a little less carries per week. We make sure he's healthy.
No, you know how you help him out?
Mm.
Block. And make those DBs who already have made it known that they don't like to tackle, make them make that decision on whether or not they're going to try to make that play or show up bad on Monday when you watch film. Because that's all it is. Dude, like Saquon Barkley, it was a couple times when he hit the hole. Linebackers weren't in position to make the play. They were either coming off a block because the tackles got up to the second level or the guard got up to the second level. So you're going to help keep him healthy. And the fact that he's a threat out of the backfield, like when I say feed the beast, I know a lot of people think just handoffs. No, passing game, running game. However, blocking game, whatever the game dictates, that's what I need Saquon Barkley to do.
And look, I know every game is going to be different. The script of every game is going to be different. There'll be some games they're up a lot, and maybe they could ease off, and we can actually see, you know, Gainwell or Shipley, even though Kyle's going to scream if we see that. That's okay if they're up. I'm not trying to put him in bubble wrap. I'm just saying the idea this week that this is the offense now, that he gets the ball 26 times per game, I don't believe it's sustainable. Not that they can't win that way. Obviously, they won a game Friday night, and he looks like he's poised for a big year. But I want to keep him healthy. Those December games, I need Saquon at his best.
Oh, no, I totally agree with that.
Well, they got to find a way. Less could be more. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones here, and then we'll let you hear what Ross Tucker had to say earlier this week on if they should continue the high usage of Saquon. Gabe in Cherry Hill. Hey, Gabe.
Yo, gentlemen. Good to talk to you guys again.
What's up, man?
You too, Gabe. What's
happy
up? What
Friday.
Are you thinking?
Happy Friday. I empathize with you, Joe, because I'm usually the same way. I'm very prideful when it comes to just like trying to ease these players in. But you got like it's Saquon Barkley, man. It's a one of a kind talent. Like you got to unleash him. And I was doing some. I did some research while I was waiting online, and LeSean McCoy's best season in 2013. He had, I believe, 314 carries. That comes out to, I think, 19 and a half carries a game. And then B. West had about that same amount of carries per game during his best season, I think, in 2007. I mean, we can both agree, I just want to say this, that Saquon might be a better talent than both of them. Pat Shurmur, Marty Mordenweg, Kellen Moore is a better OC than both of them, I think. So the potential in terms of unleashing him, I think, is... The ceiling, there's no ceiling. I feel like you genuinely need to put him out there and take him to the finish line. I think that's what we signed him for. He says he's ready. I trust him. And honestly, I feel like he has a chip on his shoulder because he's ready to silence all the haters that say that he can't last an entire season. So I genuinely think if any time is the time, now is the time to unleash him. If you want to potentially maybe take the reins off a little bit next year, if you see how his body reacts. But I think now just full steam ahead, just unleash him 20, 22 carries a game, 23 carries a game. If you want to go the full 26, do it, man. Now's the time. Like, you got to take advantage of the fact that he's here and he's ready. That's what I think.
So, Gabe, it's an interesting cut. When you brought up McCoy, it made me think back because I believe that first game of 2013, remember that was Chip's first game down in Washington? I think Shady got like 30 carries that night, and he was really good. He ran for almost 200 yards, and they won. And I remember thinking the same thing then. Like, that's a lot. Like, that feels, you know, like I was concerned then that that's too much. And they eased off a little bit, but he did have a great season, Gabe. Like, once in a while, running back just has one of those great seasons, and maybe Saquon does it.
Exactly.
A couple things that hit me, though. It is one extra game, though, when you think about it, right? The 17th game now, and if they're not the number one seed, right, because there's only one bye, like they might need to play 21 games to get to the Super Bowl and win it. So that's I just want them to be careful because that's a lot of football.
This is true. I also get that. To that point, though, I wanted to tie in Hugh's point that they brought up at the beginning. I think the landscape of the NFL has changed. A lot of guys really don't want to hit that hard anymore. They're more focused on their brand, their health, and they're going to do their best to try to maybe lean these players over to the sidelines so where they don't have to tackle them or hit them. So
they're called business decisions.
Business decisions. Exactly. I think there's a lot more business decisions happening in the NFL in 2024 than there were happening in 2013. So because of that, I feel like the cards are in place for a behemoth of a season with Saquon. You just got to unleash him. You got to have the faith and you got to unleash him.
Well, that might be it, Gabe. Gabe, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, look, my eyes told me on last Friday night that we're watching a guy that it physically still has it and physically might be in on pace and ready for a huge season. Sometimes you watch a running back in his late 20s and you see something's off, right? He lost a step. He's not the same. I don't see that with Saquon. Now, we'll see what he looks like in 15 weeks. But, like, today, he does not look like he is close to losing a step.
No, he's not. And I'm telling you, the thing that we could do to help Saquon stay healthy is block. That simple. Let him hit the hole. Like, he hit the hole so fast the other night a few times where he was immediately in the secondary. And when those guys are coming up, he has a full head of steam. Now, I can tell you for a fact, I played with some DBs. And I remember being in the huddle. I'm not going to say anybody's name.
Can I guess some?
But I remember he's like, Hugh, don't let that damn running back get outside of you. Like, cats used to say that because they did not – like, that running back, the DB is like, what, one – maybe easily, maybe 200 pounds, 180 or whatever, 190. You got a 230-pound running back with a full head of steam. Man, they ain't trying to make that tackle.
Yeah.
And they used to say, oh, hey, man, don't let him get outside you. Please don't let him. And now if he's hitting a hole and he's unmolested coming through the hole and running into that secondary, man, ain't nobody trying to see that.
It is funny, and well, you're right about that. I mean, that he is, for his size and his speed, it's rare. I mean, it's a rare kind of player. And our last caller mentioned that he might be more physically talented than Shady and Westbrook. I agree. He is. I mean, there's a reason why, and although the Giants screwed up with everything else, he was the number two pick in the draft. Running backs don't go that high, right? When they do, it means there's something physically special about them. The guy is a special player. We see it.
Oh, here he comes. They don't want to see that.
They don't. But
they don't want to see that.
But I want to see him healthy in December and January. I don't need 25 carries to beat the Falcons on Monday night. Man, I need 25 carries to beat the Cowboys in December.
A.J. Terrell ain't trying to see Saquon get a full head of steam. You know who that reminds me of?
What's that?
Like, he's not as big, but... And this dude was physical, but boy, when he hit that hole and he got in the secondary, it was a wrap. Jamal Anderson.
Jamal boy, was a huge dude.
They call Saquon Quadzilla. Go look at Jamal. Jamal looked like he was about 5'11", 300 pounds, and could run. Like, when he put on his pads and stuff, he looked like a tank. And could run.
They listed Jamal at 5'11", 237.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, he ain't that tall, man.
No.
He's not that, and he was a tank. Like, you got cats in the NFL today, man. That, like, what? Pick the game last night. When those running backs got in the secondary, dudes was not trying to make those tackles. They weren't. That's Saquon, in a nutshell. If you block him up front, we got two of the best tackles in the game. And we got a guard that looked like he's a grown man in Becton. And we already got who's the other guard? I forgot his name.
Dickerson.
Landon. Damn, that's messed up. And Landon was on the shoulders. My bad, Landon, if you listen. I had a brain fart. I was cooking. But anyway, man, you talk about getting to that second level. Because a lot of times, I didn't watch a whole lot of Giants games. But I can almost guarantee you the ones that I did see, he was getting tackled in the backfield or he didn't get a chance to get a full head of steam. He had to dance around people. Before he got a chance to get going.
Yeah, he had to work really hard for his yards.
Man, he hit that. Man, come on. Let that man run.
But carries are carries. You start getting in that 20-something range.
Play him as the game dictates. Mm. You know what I can see for Saquon Barkley? It's not going to be the volume. It's going to be the efficiency. Something that we haven't. Like,
well, I'm good with that. If he gets 15 for 100, like that's.
All due respect to DeAndre Swift. But I can see. Because he hit one the other night, was like for 20 yards or something like that. I might be inflating my numbers because you know that's what I do. But he had a nice run. When he hit the hole and they were blocking for him and he got in the secondary, he's going to have runs like that. I don't see – it doesn't always have to be a grinded out game. I think out of the necessity to get back in that game, that's what dictated the other night. I think as we progress through this and as we get more comfortable in this offense –
it's not going to have to be 26 carries a game. It's going to be like 10 to 15,
well,
and it's going to be
happy.
The numbers are going to be bananas.
And I'm happy. Listen, you guys might think I'm plant-based with this take, and that's fine. You know who's not plant-based? Ross Tucker, the opposite of plant-based. Ross joined us earlier this week. I asked him, like, hey, do you think we'll see this? Will it continue that much usage out of Saquon? Here's what Ross said.
I don't think so, and I don't think they will. I think that was a game that they had to have, and he was playing really, really well. I think as much as they can, and some of it is dictated by, you know, score and opponent and those things, I do think they will try to mix in Gainwell, who did some positive things, by the way, and Shipley a little bit more. You know, the Eagles have a really good sports science aspect of the organization. They realize how long of a season it is. This obviously looks like a playoff team. The goal, and yes, seeding is important, and they want to have the best record possible, but the Eagles' best – the reason why they don't play the guys in the preseason, or most of them, is because they think their best chance to win the opening game is if they have as many guys healthy as possible. The reason why I think they will be very judicious with Saquon's usage is because I think they know they got a really good chance to be in the playoffs, and they know their best chance – to get to Super Bowl and win it is if number 26 is flying around all around the field and not dinged up and not banged up.
Well said by football guy, non-plant-based Ross Tucker. Sports science, usage, long-term, judicious. See, that's what I'm talking
and
about.
And he also said something that we've been talking about as the game dictates.
Sure.
And that's where I'm at with it. And there are going to be games. Listen, I understand we've allocated our resources to two receivers that are making over $100 million.
And a quarterback.
And that's where our bread and butter lies. But there are going to be some times where, you know, if the quarterback's struggling, your best friend is going to be a running game. Give him the football. Give him the ball out of the backfield. I think that when you talk about being – and I think if – I don't want to put words in Ross' mouth, but when I think he was talking about being judicious, and I think a lot of people are thinking that we're going to give him the ball 26 times a game. You know, Pacheco last week went against the Baltimore Ravens. He only carried the ball 15 times, I should say, for 45 yards. And they were effective runs. Now, that doesn't sound like a whole lot, but I think it's going to be more in that range as we progress through this. I really, really do. I think last week was an outlier because of the way the game got out of hand.
I just feel like we're putting the cart before the horse here with everyone talking about getting to the Super Bowl and all that. Like, can we win games first? Can we win the division first?
We're going to Louisiana.
Well, we'll see. But isn't that the goal?
We road tripping.
Brick by brick, you. We got to win games.
The goal, they should think like that in terms of at least, like, getting in the playoffs with their best foot in front of them, right? With healthy as much as they can. So Kyle said earlier he doesn't want to see any of Gainwell and Shipley. Well, let me present an either or then. Would you rather 5 to 6 carries a game by Gainwell or Shipley, or that combination, or none, and then those guys have to play 3 games because Saquon's banged up later in the season?
But I don't think that's the either-or situation that we have to be presented with.
But I just presented you with it.
But
so pick.
Here's what I'll say. I think if by the end of the season we have those, it's Saquon's out for the last 3 games of the year or whatever.
Yeah, so something like that.
Yeah, I mean, then I'll put this scenario out there. We're 3 games up in the division. Everything's wrapped up.
Perfect
situation.
You're
damn right I did. Because we used Saquon to the most that we possibly could. We gained the biggest lead that we possibly could because our best player was out on the field winning us football games.
You say this now, but this is the equivalent of saying, well, if we won the East with the Phillies, but Zach Wheeler's on the IL in September, we'd all be freaking out.
No.
Well, the Phillies keep their guys healthy. They try to keep their pitchers healthy.
But that's over the course of 162 games. We have 16 games, and like every one of them means so much. If we lose one of these because we decided that Kenny Gainwell needed to get 5 touches, or God forbid, Will Shipley needed to get 5 touches.
He had bursts in camp, all right? I saw bursts out of Shipley.
But I mean, look, we have games to win here.
I understand. They also have a $250 million quarterback that could deliver the football and not turn it over.
Well, he threw like 4 or 5 turnover-worthy plays in the last game.
Yeah, we got to clean that up. Chris in Middletown. I know what Chris wants to do here because he wants to take me down in fantasy this week. What's up, Chris?
Happy Fransky Friday there, man.
Hey, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Before we get into this, Joe, Hugh Douglas.
Yes, sir.
Hugh, I am so thrilled and happy to hear your voice today. I really thought after yesterday's show you may be a victim of HR. I was...
Hey, well, to be honest...
You know, yeah, Chris, you weren't the only one.
He was like like a few minutes late to our meeting today, and I was wondering, is he actually coming in? I'm wondering.
Bounce balls off his chest.
I literally, over the phone as the show was going on, I could hear your HR file getting thicker and thicker. So glad you're back.
And you know what? The good thing about being here, our bosses are really like straightforward. I didn't get any phone calls last night, so I felt pretty good.
You slept well?
I didn't sleep well because, you know, you never know when that's going to come down. But, you know, I was okay. I felt comfortable. And then, you know, I saw Rod this morning. He didn't say a whole lot, so I thought I was in a good space.
They were focused on something else that happened on the station last night.
We'll get to that. All right, go ahead, Chris.
All right. So, guys, let's get into this. Let me talk to your counterpart there. Hey, Scarecrow Joe, a.k.a. Plant-Based Joe. Dude, you need to lay off that stuff because it's making you paranoid. All right? Like, dude, okay, Aaron Rodgers, relax. All right? Man, let's talk about Quadzilla. Hit it, Kyle!
Hit it, Kyle.
He's a 6'2". You don't rest him. You feed him. To ride this horse all the way down Broad Street to Lombardy. The Delaware Valley is barking for Lombardy. We are Eagles!
There it is.
You got a good point there.
Yeah, no. I mean, I like that.
It's nice to know we on brand for Friday.
We are. We're good. We're rolling now. Can I ask a question? Are we talking about the same guy here?
What are you talking about?
Because everyone's like, oh, his quads. Look how strong and big he is.
Yes, we're talking about Fat Guy.
He's missed a ton of games.
He did, because he was running behind a terrible offensive
line. Or he's a running... Well, that's a big part of it. I agree with you, Hugh. But he's a running back. Running backs get banged up. Ankle, stinger... ankle, knee, knee,
yeah,
ankle,
right.
Hamstring.
But that comes from tough running. He really didn't have that much tough running last Friday night, Joe. And if we can keep that going, I think he has a better chance of staying healthy.
I'm just trying to keep. I'm trying to do right by Saquon. You guys, and I mean, Chris, he's obviously biased, right? He's the biggest Saquon fan out there, and he has him in fantasy.
Yeah.
He just wants to rack up the points and beat me this week in our fantasy league. That's okay.
Speaking of fantasy points, boy, I came up.
And a James
night.
Cook, three touchdowns.
Ooh, I came up big last night, fantasy.
You getting a win this week?
I don't know.
Your favorite now.
You kind of let me know, hey, you got James Cook in your lineup. And I was like, I did.
You didn't know he was in there.
I forgot.
Well, it's better than if you had him on the bench.
Oh, yeah. If I had him on the bench, I'd have been hot.
You would have been the biggest dummy in the league. All right. Let's go to Jameel in Frankfurt. Hey, Jameel.
Joe, I love you most of the time. But you, I am impressed. I played basketball, not football, so I'm always in love with what you say. The crossover is this. A running back is like a center in basketball. You feed the freaking paint to open up the outside.
Mm.
If your quarterback can't throw the ball to his receivers, you collapse the field by making a running back run. That opens up your routes to throw the ball. Man, feed the beast. What is wrong with you, Joe?
I'm going to use your analogy. I like your analogy. We have a center here in Philadelphia who's a heck of a player, right? His name is Joel Embiid.
He's not a center. He's a power forward.
All right. Let me go with the analogy. I triggered you. All right, Jameel. We got a big man who's a heck of a player. And in January every year, he's the MVP of the league and the best player. And then by April and May,
He doesn't work out. By April and May,
he's hobbling up and down the court, and everyone's mad at me for pointing it out. I don't want Saquon banged up in the biggest games, Jameel.
But Joe, there's a difference. We have other running backs. I'm not saying get a man the ball 40 times a game, but what I am saying is use him for what he's there for. Open up your offense. Let that man run 10 times. Open up the passing game. Now you got to pick the poison situation going on.
Pick your poison. I like that.
Well, that will work. I mean, and then we all see it, Jameel. Jameel, good phone call, man. He's a tremendous player, and he looks like he's poised for a rejuvenated season. But I like what Hugh said earlier. You know, efficiency. Maybe he can go for 80 or 90 or 100 yards on, I don't know, 15 carries, 16 carries. You give a few to Kenny Gainwell, it's okay. It is okay.
Yeah.
If you to Will Shipley and everyone leaves healthy.
I don't have a problem with any of that.
26 touches, guys. Come on.
I look at it like this. If Saquon cooking, like if I hand him the rock, say I go into a game, say this week, and I'm the offensive coordinator, and my game plan is to feed AJ and Skinny Batman. And I get them a couple plays, you know, get them involved. But when I hand the ball off to Saquon, he rips off a touchdown. Okay, that's great. I'm going to give him a couple more touches, but now that opens up my offense. Everybody's going to eat. Like this week, like I look at it like this. This week, if I'm Coach
Moore,
I'm going to try to get Roger Goodell, but Dallas Goddard. Involved in the offense.
Roger Goodell!
You know this, you threw me off.
Roger Goodell.
Yeah, I was trying to say Dallas Goddard, but I almost said Roger Goodell.
You know what? Yeah, that's a wrinkle we haven't seen in this offense in a while. 215-592-9494. More of your phone calls after break. Carl Dukes is going to join us at 11 to talk about the game on Monday. When we come back, let's talk about Monday. A bit of a temperature check on the fan base, your confidence this week after something Jason Kelce said on the morning show. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles be careful with Saquon Barkley's usage? Yes. I don't even think this is plant-based. This is just smart. We'll discuss it all. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, I think everybody's really down on them after that first game. I don't think people were expecting them to play and, you know, and be that sluggish and lethargical, I guess, offensively against the Steelers. The Steelers are really good on defense. I don't think you should fall asleep on this team one bit. You know, Kirk Cousins has been a great quarterback in this league for a long time. Coming off of an injury, probably wasn't fully himself in that first game.
The voice of Jason Kelce on with the morning show this week, talking about the Falcons, Monday Night Football, Eagles and the Falcons. Hugh, what do you make of that? Jason said, don't sleep on the Falcons. The Eagles, though, are, let's be real, they are the only one team or two teams in the NFL are bigger favorites this weekend. The Ravens are big favorites over the Raiders, and the Lions bigger favorites over the Bucks. But the Eagles are 6.5-point favorites. I mean, they're expected to win. Hugh, I expect the Eagles to win this game. Are we sleeping on Atlanta?
No, I don't think you should overlook them. They got a pretty good defense. I heard somebody say the other day that their defense isn't that good. They're pretty good. They got, what, Matthew Judon, they got Grady Jarrett, they got A.J. Terrell on the back end.
Justin Simmons,
probably,
yeah. Jesse Bates.
Who's probably going to go with A.J. Brown man-to-man. Probably going to go man-to-man with him. They got some weapons on offense. Got first-rounders all over the place. You talk about Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson in the receipt, Drake London. They got some guys out there. He's hurt. They know that he's hurt. I can't see them sitting him back there like a duck, like he was a sit duck last week. Not trying to protect him the best way that they possibly can. So I feel like they're going to try to feed Bijan. This team didn't stop the run last week. They gave up over 200 yards on the ground. So I can see them trying to feature him and getting him out and do some of the same things that Saquon Barkley did last week. So, yeah, this could be a tough matchup.
I think Atlanta's probably not as bad as they were week one, and I still think they're going to win their division, but I think this is a good time to catch Atlanta.
Yeah, catch them when they're sleeping.
Yeah, I'm expecting a big win on Monday night. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Hey, Tom. On, what's up, pal?
Hey, listen, Joe, I'm going to agree with you. There is no reason, if Jalen Hurts is efficient and does his job with all the weapons we have on this team, there is no reason to overutilize Barkley. None.
I agree. And when they signed him, Tom, I think the plan was to be efficient in the passing game and the running game and to, you know, kind of use him over the course of the full season, not to just say, hey, week one, week two, week three, let's run him 75 times. I think we're overreacting here.
Yeah, he's not here to be a workhorse, I believe. He's just a beautiful complement to the talent that we have on this team. I would love him as fresh in October, November, December as he is right now. And if you remember, we played on a pretty sloppy, slippery field last weekend. He still had explosion. I just don't want Jalen to get comfortable and know that he's got a safety valve in Barkley all the time. I still want him to look downfield, utilize the weapons he has, and if he does that, we could keep a fresh Barkley. I mean, you could get hurt on any given play, but the odds are bigger if you're touching the ball more, you're going to get hurt. So let's just keep him in the game plan, use him when we can, and in fact, if we use the weapons that we have, Barkley becomes more of a surprise later.
Well, he does, and he's better later. And, Tom, it's a good fall. He's finally, someone gets it here. Tom from Middletown understands it. Let me give you an example. When the Eagles signed Barkley, Hugh, the comparison a lot of people made was, hey, well, I wonder if this is Christian McCaffrey all over again, right?
Yeah.
He goes from a bad team to a really loaded team, and he's able to be the guy he looked like coming out of the NFL draft. So last year, I think we'd all agree, right? Last year, Christian McCaffrey was amazing. He was
that dude.
And maybe Barkley's poised for that kind of year. Do you know how many games last season Christian McCaffrey got the ball in terms of carries as much as Saquon did last week?
How many?
Zero. Not one time. Because the Niners have all those weapons.
Yeah.
They didn't overuse him. And by the time we got to January, in the Super Bowl, 30 touches for Christian McCaffrey because he still had some juice left in his legs. In the NFC Championship game when they needed it, he had 24 touches because he had juice left. I mean, he had 54 touches in the final two games, helped them get to the Super Bowl and almost win it. That's when I need out of Saquon.
Well, you know what they had last year, though?
What's that?
I'm going to compliment Purdy again. They had a quarterback that didn't turn the football over at the rate Jalen Hurts did. So
this is a fear about Jalen.
It absolutely is. Did you see him last week?
Into the psychology of the Saquon people.
I mean, the dude's just chucking the ball up at this point. So let me ask you this. If we came here on Tuesday and we were like, wow, A.J. Brown got 20 catches for however many yards, are we saying we should dial it back on A.J. Brown? Like, no, we have great weapons. Use them. Let's go win football games.
Well, okay, but there's a little bit of a difference, right?
Is there? A.J. Brown's had an injury history. No, he was missing during the playoff game last year.
Right, but a lot of those catches, they just fall down or it goes out of bounds or it's a D-back. I mean, the point is one has to run through the line.
The point is you can't control when a football player is going to get injured in the NFL.
No, you can't.
I agree with that, but couldn't we say the same thing about a pitcher? You don't know when their arms are going to break, but if you give me a bunch of pitchers with 250 innings on their arm, they're probably going to break sooner than guys that have 150.
Well, we know the dead arm is a little bit of a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Saquon, like, if injuries in football, like, I don't know if Saquon's injuries are a result of him being overused. Like, it just happened that one of the touches was a touch that he got injured on. So it's not like if a pitcher goes out there, it's not like, oh, on that one pitch, He tore his UCL or whatever. It's like, no, like he's just getting worn down. Yeah. I don't think this is a result of Saquon being worn down. I think he's just gotten banged up.
He has, and I want to try to keep him as healthy as possible. Matt in Broomall, what's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What are you feeling today, Matt? What's up, buddy?
I mean, when it comes to Saquon, I have to agree with Kyle here. I think that you need to use him. He's one of your best players. He proved he could be our best player. I mean, you got to get him the ball. The last caller, I just totally disagree with what he said. He said that he thinks we brought him in here to be a compliment. And I just think when you give a running back that much money, they're bringing him in here to be the best running back in the league, and he's not going to be the best running back in the league if they're careful with him. And then one other thing would be, I think that him, Saquon being kind of the guy and a workhorse, would take a little pressure off Jalen Hurts because, I mean, Jalen might not be the quarterback we all thought he was.
Well, Matt, that's fair. And Kyle just kind of alluded to that. And Hugh was actually mentioning earlier that, hey, you know, this could be the week where the Falcons, you bring eight up in the box. Like, yeah. If they're afraid of Saquon, it will help Jalen, and it will kind of change the way this whole thing looks.
Yeah, and then think about it like this, fellas. For the last two seasons, we've changed running backs because we've had good running backs. We had Pro Bowl running backs.
Sanders and Swift, yeah.
But they didn't bring something that obviously Howie and the Eagles were looking for. I think Saquon's that guy.
Well, he's better. I mean, he's just a more talented player.
He's
Matt, you expecting to win Monday?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I went into the season as someone who kind of thought the Falcons were being a little overrated. I think a lot of people like had them as almost like locks to win the NFC South just because it's a weak division. But Kirk Cousins looks like he's not fully healthy, and he's a statue. So this could be a good game for the pass rush to kind of get some momentum. I think they definitely should no excuse to not beat the Falcons at home.
Yeah, I agree. And they catch them in the right time, Matt. We appreciate the phone call. In November, I think Atlanta will be a better team than they are now, but this is the right time to catch the Falcons. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a football Friday. We got a lot to do today. Carl Dukes from 92.9 The Game down in Atlanta joins us next. What are the Falcons? Are they a threat? How good are they? Bijan, should we be worried about him? What do they think down there about the Eagles? We'll discuss the game with our guy Carl Dukes next. Later on, Fransky Friday at noon, a Q&A, guest that takes all coming up. Plus, we got to talk about Jalen Hurts, what he said yesterday, taking a little accountability for the turnovers, and the Devin White situation gets stranger by the minute here. Saquon, should the Eagles be careful with his usage? I say yes. Everyone's calling me plant-based. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Saquon, the missing piece that gets the Eagles back to the Super Bowl.
Oh, 100%. I mean, Saquon Barkley is a dynamic back behind an offensive line that is very good. And now we saw Kellen Moore run a little bit of scheme with them. They get a little bit more downhill in their run game. They utilize him as a pass catcher. 2,000 yards. 2,000 all-purpose yards if he plays all 17 games for the Philadelphia Eagles.
But the if there at the end, if he plays all 17.
Well, that's a big if.
Well, but you could help that out with a little less carries per week. We make sure he's healthy.
No, you know how you help him out?
Mm.
Block. And make him make those DBs who already have made it known that they don't like to tackle, make them make that decision on whether or not they're going to try to make that play or show up bad on Monday when you watch film. Because that's all it is. Dude, like Saquon Barkley, it was a couple times when he hit the hole. Linebackers weren't in position to make the play. They were either coming off the block because the tackles got up to the second level or the guard got up to the second level. So you're going to help keep him healthy. And the fact that he's a threat out of the backfield, like when I say feed the beast, I know a lot of people think just handoffs. No, passing game, running game. However, blocking game, whatever the game dictates, That's what I need Saquon Barkley to do.
And look, I know every game is going to be different. The script of every game is going to be different. There'll be some games they're up a lot, and maybe they could ease off, and we can actually see, you know, Gainwell or Shipley, even though Kyle's going to scream if we see that. That's okay if they're up. I'm not trying to put them in bubble wrap. I'm just saying the idea this week that this is the offense now, that he gets the ball 26 times per game, I don't believe it's sustainable. Not that they can't win that way. Obviously, they won a game Friday night, and he looks like he's poised for a big year. But I want to keep him healthy. Those December games, I need Saquon at his best.
I totally agree with that.
Well, they
totally
got to find a way. Less could be more. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones here, and then we'll let you hear what Ross Tucker had to say earlier this week on if they should continue the high usage of Saquon. Gabe in Cherry Hill. Hey, Gabe.
Yo, gentlemen. Good to talk to you guys again.
What's up, man?
You too. Gabe, what's
happy
up? What
Friday.
Are you thinking?
Happy Friday. I empathize with you, Joe, because I'm usually the same way. I'm very prideful when it comes to just like trying to ease these players in. But you got like, it's Saquon Barkley, man. It's a one of a kind talent. Like, you got to unleash him. You got to unleash him. And I was doing some, I did some research while I was waiting online. And LeSean McCoy's best season in 2013, he had, I believe, 314 carries. That comes out to, I think, 19 and a half carries a game. And then B West had about that same amount of carries per game during his best season, I think, in 2007. I mean, we can both agree, I just want to say this, that Saquon might be a better talent than both of them. Pat Shurmur, Marty Mordenweg, Kellen Moore is a better OC than both of them, I think. So the potential in terms of unleashing him, I think, is the ceiling. There's no ceiling. I feel like you genuinely need to put him out there and take him to the finish line. I think that's what we signed him for. He says he's ready. I trust him. And honestly, I feel like he has a chip on his shoulder because he's ready to silence all the haters that say that he can't last an entire season. So I genuinely think if any time is the time, now is the time to unleash him. If you want to potentially maybe take the reins off a little bit next year, if you see how his body reacts. But I think now, just full steam ahead, just unleash him 20, 22 carries a game, 23 carries a game. If you want to go the full 26, do it, man. Now's the time. Like, you got to take advantage of the fact that he's here and he's ready. That's what I think.
So, Gabe, it's an interesting cut. When you brought up McCoy, it made me think back, because I believe that first game of 2013, remember that was Chip's first game down in Washington? I think Shady got like 30 carries that night, and he was really good. He ran for almost 200 yards, and they won. And I remember thinking the same thing then. Like, that's a lot. Like, that feels, you know, like I was concerned then that that's too much. And they eased off a little bit, but he did have a great season, Gabe. Like, once in a while, running back just has one of those great seasons, and maybe Saquon does it.
Exactly.
A couple things that hit me, though. It is one extra game, though, when you think about it, right? The 17th game now, and if they're not the number one seed, right, because there's only one bye, like, they might need to play 21 games to get to the Super Bowl and win it. So that's I just want them to be careful, because that's a lot of football.
This is true. I also get that. To that point, though, I wanted to tie in Hugh's point that they brought up at the beginning. I think the landscape of the NFL has changed. A lot of guys really don't want to hit that hard anymore. They're more focused on their brand, their health, and they're going to do their best to try to maybe lean these players over to the sidelines so where they don't have to tackle them or hit them. So
they're called business decisions.
I think there's a lot more business decisions happening in the NFL in 2024 than there were happening in 2013. So because of that, I feel like the cards are in place for a behemoth of a season with Saquon. You just got to unleash him. You got to have the faith, and you got to unleash him.
Well, that might be it, Gabe. Gabe, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, look, my eyes told me on last Friday night that we're watching a guy that it physically still has it and physically might be in on pace and ready for a huge season. Sometimes you watch a running back in his late 20s and you see something's off, right? He lost a step. He's not the same. I don't see that with Saquon. Now, we'll see what he looks like in 15 weeks. But, like, today, he does not look like he is close to losing a step.
No, he's not. And I'm telling you, the thing that we could do to help Saquon stay healthy is block. That simple. Let him hit the hole. Like, he hit the hole so fast the other night a few times where he was immediately in the secondary. And when those guys are coming up, he has a full head of steam. Now, I can tell you for a fact, I played with some DBs. And I remember being in the huddle. I'm not going to say anybody's name.
Can I guess some?
But I remember he was like, Hugh, don't let that damn running back get outside of you. Like, cats used to say that because they did not – like, that running back, the DB is like, what, one – maybe easily, maybe 200 pounds, 180, whatever, 190. You got a 230-pound running back with a full head of steam. Man, they ain't trying to make that tackle.
Yeah.
And they used to say, oh, hey, man, don't let him get outside you. Please don't let him. And now if he's hitting a hole and he's unmolested coming to that, coming through the hole and running into that secondary, man, ain't nobody trying to see that.
It is funny, and well, you're right about that. I mean, that he is, for his size and his speed, they're just, it's rare. I mean, you just get, it's a rare kind of player. And our last caller mentioned that he might be more physically talented than Shady and Westbrook. I agree. He is. I mean, there's a reason why, and although the Giants screwed up with everything else, he was the number two pick in the draft. Running backs don't go that high, right? When they do, it means there's something physically special about them. The guy is a special player. We see it.
Oh, here he comes. They don't want to see that.
They don't. But
they don't want to see that.
But I want to see him healthy in December and January. I don't need 25 carries to beat the Falcons on Monday night. Man, I need 25 carries to beat the Cowboys in December.
A.J. Terrell ain't trying to see Saquon get a full head of steam. You know who that reminds me of?
What's that?
Like, he's not as big, but... And this dude was physical, but boy, when he hit that hole and he got in the secondary, it was a wrap. Jamal Anderson.
Jamal was a huge dude.
They call Saquon Quadzilla. Go look at Jamal. Jamal looked like he was about 5'11", 300 pounds, and could run. Like, when he put on his pads and stuff, he looked like a tank. And could run.
They listed Jamal at 5'11", 237. Listed.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, he ain't that tall, man.
No.
He's not that, and he was a tank. Like, you got cats in the NFL today, man. Pick the game last night. When those running backs got in the secondary, dudes was not trying to make those tackles. They weren't. That's Saquon, in a nutshell. If you block him up front, we got two of the best tackles in the game. And we got a guard that looked like he's a grown man in Becton. And we already got who's the other guy? I forgot his name.
Dickerson.
Landon. Damn, that's messed up. And Landon was on the shoulders. My bad, Landon, if you listen. I had a brain fart. I was cooking. But anyway, man, you talk about getting to that second level. Because a lot of times, I didn't watch a whole lot of Giants games. But I can almost guarantee you the ones that I did see, he was getting tackled in the backfield or he didn't get a chance to get a full head of steam. He had to dance around people. Before he got a chance to get
going. Yeah, he had to work really hard for his yards.
Man, he hit that. Man, come on. Let that man run.
But carries are carries. You start getting in that 20-something range.
Play him as the game dictates. Mm. You know what I can see for Saquon Barkley? It's not going to be the volume. It's going to be the efficiency. Something that we haven't. Like,
well, I'm good with that. If he gets 15 for 100, like that's.
All due respect to DeAndre Swift, but I can see. Because he hit one the other night, was like for 20 yards or something like that. I might be inflating my numbers because you know that's what I do. But he had a nice run. When he hit the hole and they were blocking for him and he got in the secondary, he's going to have runs like that. I don't see – it doesn't always have to be a grinded out game. I think out of the necessity to get back in that game, that's what dictated the other night. I think as we progress through this and as we get more comfortable in this offense – it's not going to have to be 26 carries a game. It's going to be like 10 to 15,
well,
and it's going to be
happy.
The numbers are going to be bananas.
Man, I'm happy. Listen, you guys might think I'm plant-based with this take, and that's fine. You know who's not plant-based? Ross Tucker, the opposite of plant-based. Ross joined us earlier this week. I asked him, like, hey, do you think we'll see this? Will it continue that much usage out of Saquon? Here's what Ross said.
I don't think so, and I don't think they will. I think that was a game that they had to have, and he was playing really, really well. I think as much as they can, and some of it is dictated – by, you know, score and opponent and those things, I do think they will try to mix in Gainwell, who did some positive things, by the way, and Shipley a little bit more. You know, the Eagles have a really good sports science aspect of the organization. They realize how long of a season it is. This obviously looks like a playoff team. The goal, and yes, seeding is important, and they want to have the best record possible, but the Eagles' best – the reason why they don't play the guys in the preseason, or most of them, is because they think their best chance to win the opening game is if they have as many guys healthy as possible. The reason why I think they will be very judicious with Saquon's usage is because I think they know they got a really good chance to be in the playoffs, and they know their best chance – to get to Super Bowl and win it is if number 26 is flying around all around the field and not dinged up and not banged up.
Well said by football guy, non-plant-based Ross Tucker. Sports science, usage, long-term, judicious. See, that's what I'm talking
about. And he also said something that we've been talking about as the game dictates.
Sure.
And that's why I'm at with it. And there are going to be games. Listen, I understand we've allocated our resources to two receivers that are making over $100 million.
And a quarterback.
And a quarterback. And that's where our bread and butter lies. But there are going to be some times where, you know, if the quarterback's struggling, your best friend is going to be a running game. Give him the football. Give him the ball out of the backfield. I think that when you talk about being – and I think if – I don't want to put words in Ross' mouth, but when I think he was talking about being judicious, and I think a lot of people are thinking that we're going to give him the ball 26 times a game. You know, Pacheco last week went against the Baltimore Ravens. He only carried the ball 15 times, I should say, for 45 yards, and they were effective runs. Now, that doesn't sound like a whole lot, but I think it's going to be more in that range as we progress through this. I really, really do. I think last week was an outlier because of the way the game got out of hand.
I just feel like we're putting the cart before the horse here with everyone talking about getting to the Super Bowl and all that. Like, can we win games first? Can we win the division first?
We're going Louisiana.
Well, we'll see. But isn't that the goal?
We road tripping.
Brick by brick, Hugh. We got to win games.
The goal, they should think like that in terms of at least, like, getting in the playoffs with their best foot in front of them, right? With healthy as much as they can. So Kyle said earlier he doesn't want to see any of Gainwell and Shipley. Well, let me present you an either or then. Would you rather 5 to 6 carries a game by Gainwell or Shipley, right, that combination, or none, and then those guys have to play 3 games because Saquon's banged up later in the season?
But I don't think that's the either or situation that we have to be presented with.
But I just presented you with
it. But
so pick.
Here's what I'll say. I think if by the end of the season we have those, it's Saquon's out for the last 3 games of the year or whatever.
Yeah, so something like that.
Yeah. I mean, then I'll put this scenario out there. We're 3 games up in the division. Everything's wrapped up.
Perfect
situation.
You're
damn right I did. Because we used Saquon to the most that we possibly could. We gained the biggest lead that we possibly could because our best player was out on the field winning us football games.
You say this now, but this is the equivalent of saying, well, if we won the East with the Phillies, but Zach Wheeler's on the IL in September, we'd all be freaking out.
No.
Well, the Phillies keep their guys healthy. They try to keep their pitchers healthy.
But that's over the course of 162 games. We have 16 games, and like every one of them means so much. If we lose one of these because we decided that Kenny Gainwell needed to get 5 touches, or God forbid, Will Shipley needed to get 5 touches.
He had bursts in camp, all right? I saw bursts out of Shipley.
But I mean, look, we have games to win here.
I understand. They also have a $250 million quarterback that could deliver the football and not turn it over.
Well, he threw like 4 or 5 turnover worthy plays in the last game.
Yeah, we got to clean that up. Chris in Middletown. I know what Chris wants to do here because he wants to take me down in fantasy this week. What's up, Chris?
Happy Fransky Friday there, man.
Hey, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Before we get into this, Joe, Hugh Douglas.
Yes, sir.
Hugh, I am so thrilled and happy to hear your voice today. I really thought after yesterday's show you may be a victim of HR.
Chris,
you weren't the only one.
He was like like a few minutes late to our meeting today, and I was wondering, is he actually coming in? I was wondering.
Bounce balls off his chest.
I literally, over the phone as the show was going on, I could hear your HR file getting thicker and thicker. So, glad you're back.
And you know what? The good thing about being here, our bosses are really like straightforward. I didn't get any phone calls last night, so I felt pretty good.
You slept well?
I didn't sleep well because, you know, you never know when that's going to come down. But, you know, I was okay. I felt comfortable. And then, you know, I saw my boss. I saw Rod this morning. He didn't say a whole lot, so I thought I was in a good space. But
they were focused on something else that happened on the station last night.
We'll get to that. All right, go ahead, Chris.
All right. So, guys, let's get into this. Now, let me talk to your counterpart there. Hey, Scarecrow Joe, a.k.a. Plant-Based Joe. Dude, you need to lay off that stuff because it's making you paranoid. All right? Like, dude, okay, Aaron Rodgers, relax. All right? Man, let's talk about Quadzilla. Hit it, Kyle!
Hit it, Kyle.
He's a 6'4". You don't rest him. You feed him. So ride this horse all the way down Broad Street to Lombardi. And Delaware Valley is barking.
Hey, who?
We are Eagles!
There it is.
Got a good point there.
Yeah, I mean, I like
it's nice to know we on brand for a Friday.
We are. We're good. We're rolling now. Can I ask a question? Are we talking about the same guy here?
What are you talking about?
Because everyone's like, oh, his quads. Look how strong and big he is.
Yes, we're talking about that guy.
He's missed a ton of games.
He did, because he was running behind a terrible offensive line.
Or he's a running... Well, that's a big part of it. I agree with you here. But he also, he's a running back. Running backs get banged up. Ankle, stinger, ankle, knee, ankle,
right.
Hamstring.
But that comes from tough running. He really didn't have that much tough running last Friday night, Joe. And if we can keep that going, I think he has a better chance of staying healthy.
I'm just trying to keep... I'm trying to do right by Saquon. You guys, and I mean, Chris, he's obviously biased, right? He's the biggest Saquon fan out there, and he has him in fantasy.
Yeah.
He just wants to rack up the points and beat me this week in our fantasy league. That's okay.
Speaking of fantasy points, boy, I came up big
and a James
night.
Cook, three touchdowns.
Ooh, I came up big last night, fantasy.
You getting a win this week?
I don't know.
Well, your favorite now.
You kind of let me know, hey, you got James Cook in your lineup. And I was like, I did.
You didn't know he was in there.
I forgot.
Well, it's better than if you had him on the bench.
Oh, yeah. If I had him on the bench, I'd have been hot.
You would have been the biggest dummy in the league. All right. Let's go to Jameel in Frankfurt. Hey, Jameel.
Joe, I love you most of the time. But you, I am impressed. I played basketball, not football, so I'm always in love with what you say. The crossover is this. A running back is like a center in basketball. You feed the freaking paint to open up the outside.
Mm.
If your quarterback can't throw the ball to his receivers, you collapse the field by making a running back run. That opens up your routes to throw the ball. Man, feed the beast. What is wrong with you, Joe?
I'm going to use your analogy. I like your analogy. We have a center here in Philadelphia who's a heck of a player, right? His name is Joel Embiid.
He's not a center. He's a power forward.
All right. Let me go with the analogy. I triggered you. All right, Jameel. We got a big man who's a heck of a player. And in January every year, he's the MVP of the league and the best player. And then by April and May...
He doesn't work out. By April and May,
he's hobbling up and down the court, and everyone's mad at me for pointing it out. I don't want Saquon banged up in the biggest games, Jameel.
But, Joe, there's a difference. We have other running backs. I'm not saying get a man the ball 40 times a game. But what I am saying is use him for what he's there for. Open up your offense. Let that man run 10 times. Open up the passing game. Now you got to pick the poison situation going on.
Pick your poison. I like that.
Well, that will work. I mean, and then we all see it, Jameel. Jameel, good phone call, man. He's a tremendous player, and he looks like he's poised for a rejuvenated season. But I like what Hugh said earlier. You know, efficiency. Maybe he can go for 80 or 90 or 100 yards on, I don't know, 15 carries, 16 carries. You give a few to Kenny Gainwell, it's okay. It is okay.
Yeah.
A few to Will Shipley, and everyone leaves healthy.
I don't have a problem with any of that.
26 touches? Guys, come on.
I look at it like this. If Saquon cooking, like if I hand him the rock, say I go into a game, say this week, and I'm the offensive coordinator, and my game plan is to feed AJ and Skinny Batman. And I get them a couple plays, you know, get them involved. But when I hand the ball off to Saquon, he rips off a touchdown. Okay, that's great. I'm going to give him a couple more touches, but now that opens up my offense. Everybody's going to eat. Like this week, like I look at it like this. This week, if I'm Coach
Moore,
I'm going to try to get Roger Goodell, but Dallas Goddard. Involved in the offense.
Roger Goodell!
You know this, you threw me off.
Roger Goodell.
Yeah, I was trying to say Dallas Goddard, but I almost said Roger Goodell.
You know what? Yeah, that's a wrinkle we haven't seen in this offense in a while. 215-592-9494. More of your phone calls after break. Carl Dukes is going to join us at 11 to talk about the game on Monday. When we come back, let's talk about Monday. A bit of a temperature check on the fan base, your confidence this week after something Jason Kelce said on the morning show. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles be careful with Saquon Barkley's usage? Yes. I don't even think this is plant-based. This is just smart. We'll discuss it all. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, I think everybody's really down on him after that first game. I don't think people were expecting them to play and, you know, and be that sluggish and lethargical, I guess, offensively against the Steelers. The Steelers are really good on defense. I don't think you should fall asleep on this team one bit. You know, Kirk Cousins has been a great quarterback in this league for a long time. Coming off of an injury, probably wasn't fully himself in that first game.
The voice of Jason Kelce on with the morning show. As we talk about the Falcons, Monday Night Football, Eagles and the Falcons. Hugh, what do you make of that? Jason said, don't sleep on the Falcons. The Eagles, though, are, let's be real, they are the only one team or two teams in the NFL are bigger favorites this weekend. The Ravens are big favorites over the Raiders, and the Lions bigger favorites over the Bucks. But the Eagles are 6.5-point favorites. I mean, they're expected to win. Hugh, I expect the Eagles to win this game. Are we sleeping on Atlanta?
No, I don't think you should overlook them. They got a pretty good defense. I heard somebody say the other day that their defense isn't that good. They're pretty good. They got, what, Matthew Judon, they got Grady Jarrett, they got A.J. Terrell on the back end.
Justin Simmons, Jesse Bates.
Who's probably going to go with A.J. Brown man-to-man. Probably going to go man-to-man with him. They got some weapons on offense. Got first-rounders all over the place. You talk about Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, and the receiver, Drake London. They got some guys out there. He's hurt. They know that he's hurt. I can't see them sitting him back there like a duck, like he was a sit duck last week. Not trying to protect him the best way that they possibly can. So I feel like they're going to try to feed Bijan. This team didn't stop the run last week. They gave up over 200 yards on the ground. So I can see them trying to feature him and getting him out and do some of the same things that Saquon Barkley did last week. So, yeah, this could be a tough matchup.
I think Atlanta's probably not as bad as they were week one, and I still think they're going to win their division, but I think this is a good time to catch Atlanta.
Yeah, catch them when they're sleeping.
Yeah, I'm expecting a big win on Monday night. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Hey, what's Tom. What's up, pal?
Hey, listen, Joe, I'm going to agree with you. There is no reason if Jalen Hurts is efficient and does his job with all the weapons we have on this team, there is no reason to overutilize Barkley. None.
I agree. And when they signed him, Tom, I think the plan was to be efficient in the passing game and the running game and to, you know, kind of use him over the course of the full season, not to just say, hey, week one, week two, week three, let's run him 75 times. I think we're overreacting here.
Yeah, he's not here to be a workhorse, I believe. He's just a beautiful complement to the talent that we have on this team. I would love him as fresh in October, November, December as he is right now. And if you remember, we played on a pretty sloppy, slippery field last weekend. He still had explosion. I just don't want Jalen to get comfortable and know that he's got a safety valve in Barkley all the time. I still want him to look downfield, utilize the weapons he has, and if he does that, we could keep a fresh Barkley. I mean, you could get hurt on any given play, but the odds are bigger. If you're touching the ball more, you're going to get hurt. So let's just keep him in the game plan, use him when we can. And in fact, if we use the weapons that we have, Barkley becomes more of a surprise later.
Well, he does, and he's better later. And, Tom, it's a good fall. Finally, someone gets it here. Tom from Middletown understands it. Let me give you an example. When the Eagles signed Barkley, Hugh, the comparison a lot of people made was, hey, well, I wonder if this is Christian McCaffrey all over again, right?
Yeah.
He goes from a bad team to a really loaded team, and he's able to be the guy he looked like coming out of the NFL draft. So last year, I think we'd all agree, right? Last year, Christian McCaffrey was amazing. He was
that dude.
And maybe Barkley's poised for that kind of year. Do you know how many games last season Christian McCaffrey got the ball in terms of carries as much as Saquon did last week?
How many?
Zero. Not one time. Because the Niners have all those weapons.
Yeah.
They didn't overuse him. And by the time we got to January, in the Super Bowl, 30 touches for Christian McCaffrey because he still had some juice left in his legs. In the NFC Championship game when they needed it, he had 24 touches because he had juice left. I mean, he had 54 touches in the final two games, helped him get to the Super Bowl and almost win it. That's when I need out of Saquon.
Well, you know what they had last year, though?
What's that?
I'm going to compliment Purdy again. They had a quarterback that didn't turn the football over at the rate Jalen Hurts did. So
this is a fear about Jalen.
It absolutely is. Did you see him last week?
Into the psychology of the Saquon people.
I mean, the dude's just chucking the ball up at this point. So let me ask you this. If we came here on Tuesday and we were like, wow, A.J. Brown got 20 catches for however many yards, are we saying we should dial it back on A.J. Brown? Like, no, we have great weapons. Use them. Let's go win football games.
Well, okay, but there's a little bit of a difference,
is
right?
Is there? A.J. Brown's had an injury history. No, he was missing during the playoff game last year.
But a lot of those catches, they just fall down or it goes out of bounds or it's a D-back. I mean,
The point is you can't control when a football player is going to get injured in the NFL.
No, you can't.
I agree with that, but couldn't we say the same thing about a pitcher? You don't know when their arms are going to break, but if you give me a bunch of pitchers with 250 innings on their arm, they're probably going to break sooner than guys that have 150.
Well, we know the dead arm is a little bit of a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Saquon, like, if injuries in football, like, I don't know if Saquon's injuries are a result of him being overused. Like, it just happened that one of the touches was a touch that he got injured on. So it's not like if a pitcher goes out there, it's not like, oh, on that one pitch, tore his UCL or whatever. It's like, no, like he's just getting worn down. Yeah. I don't think this is a result of Saquon being worn down. I think he's just gotten banged up.
He has, and I want to try to keep him as healthy as possible. Matt and Broomall, what's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What are you feeling today, Matt? What's up, buddy?
I mean, when it comes to Saquon, I have to agree with Kyle here. I think that you need to use him. He's one of your best players. He proved he could be our best player. I mean, you got to get him the ball. The last caller, I just totally disagree with what he said. He said that he thinks we brought him in here to be a compliment. And I just think when you give a running back that much money, they're bringing him in here to be the best running back in the league, and he's not going to be the best running back in the league if they're careful with him. And then one other thing would be, I think that him, Saquon being kind of the guy and a workhorse, would take a little pressure off Jalen Hurts because, I mean, Jalen might not be the quarterback we all thought he was.
Well, Matt, that's fair. And Kyle just kind of alluded to that. And Hugh was actually mentioning earlier that, hey, you know, this could be the week where the Falcons, you bring eight up in the box. Like, if they're afraid of Saquon, it will help Jalen, and it will kind of change the way this whole thing looks.
Yeah, and then think about it like this, fellas. For the last two seasons, we've changed running backs because we've had good running backs. We had Pro Bowl running backs.
Sanders and Swift, yeah.
But they didn't bring something that obviously Howie and the Eagles were looking for. I think Saquon's that guy.
Well, he's better. I mean, he's just a more talented player. Matt, you expecting to win Monday?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I went into the season as someone who kind of thought the Falcons were being a little overrated. I think a lot of people like had them as almost like locks to win the NFC South just because it's a weak division. But Kirk Cousins looks like he's not fully healthy, and he's a statue. So this could be a good game for the pass rush to kind of get some momentum. I think they definitely should know excuse to not beat the Falcons at home this
year. Yeah, I agree. And they catch them in the right time, Matt. We appreciate the phone call. In November, I think Atlanta will be a better team than they are now, but this is the right time to catch the Falcons. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a football Friday. We got a lot to do today. Carl Dukes from 92.9 The Game down in Atlanta joins us next. What are the Falcons? Are they a threat? How good are they? Bijan, should we be worried about him? What do they think down there about the Eagles? We'll discuss the game with our guy Carl Dukes next. Later on, Fransky Friday at noon, a Q&A, guest the takes, all coming up. Plus, we got to talk about Jalen Hurts, what he said yesterday, taking a little accountability for the turnovers, and the Devin White situation gets stranger by the minute here. Saquon, should the Eagles be careful with his usage? I say yes. Everyone's calling me plant-based. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.